Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete. And this month we've been learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, over the last 30 days, Penny has dispensed a wealth of knowledge during daily Healthy Building Block shows, and we've learned how to identify our Health Wellness 101 and what we can do to improve it, how we can improve our sleep, what we need to do to kind of, you know, make better food choices, the importance of hydration, the importance of movement and fitness, as well as some of the things that we can do to just kind of slowly get back to a good health for our bodies. Now, today, Penny will share the future of the Healthy Building Blocks show, which includes additional ways that you can stay connected and how you can begin your own health and wellness journey. So, Penny, on November 1st, doing 30 days of show seemed a little bit much, but now here we are 30 days later, and I personally, it's been fantastic for me.
I've enjoyed every bit of it. I didn't realize I had that much to talk about.
I love it. Well, so let's start off with the show. I mean, for National Podcast Post Month, for those of you that don't know, we started this show with Penny as part of National Podcast Post Month, also known as NAPOD POMO, right? And it happens every November. And so that's what this show was started off of. But we've had such great reaction to the show that's going to continue it, but maybe not in a daily fashion. Penny, what's the future of the show?
I plan on doing two shows a week, and I'm going to use one topic per month, and one of the shows that we're going to do will be an interview with someone that has expertise information about that particular topic, and the topics will vary. I am open to any kind of questions that somebody might have or suggestions that they might have on what topic they would like to hear about. I will do research on what it is that we decide to discuss. One of the things that we're doing in December is how to manage stress, holiday stress specifically. So that will be the topic for December is stress. Stress, of course, is a killer. It aggravates any problem that we have. It can destroy our health and actually take our life. After a period of time. So we are going to go into stress and how we can manage stress because it is something that we can learn to deal with. As a matter of fact, we do have currently two group health coaching sessions that are done locally. And this is where people can come to Pinnacle Wellness, chiropractic firm, and they can learn about health topics just like the ones that we talked about in the radio show. Those topics vary. And our health topic for December the 10th at 7:30 p.m. Will be managing holiday stress.
You know, the Pinnacle Wellness, those events, in case folks are unaware, are free and open to the public. You're welcome to come at any time. Now, granted, we are talking to folks who live locally or within driving distance of San Antonio, Texas. We don't want folks who aren't, you know, part of our local driving area to feel left out. So one of the things Penny and I have talked about is having her sessions live streamed. We're thinking about Periscope, and we'd like to hear what you all think about that. There's multiple options for live stream, but we kind of like the idea of Periscope. So we'll definitely be letting you know when those events are happening. And as Penny mentioned, the next event is December 10th. So if you're able to go, you can, you know, drive up there and make it. Fantastic, great. We, you know, look forward to meeting you and you know, having you join our community. But if you're not someone who's local and you still want to learn everything that Penny has to share about holiday stress and of course, through each topic that's coming up in the upcoming months, then look for Periscope live streams of the event so that you can at least get a sense of what's happening and become involved. You know, on Periscope, you can comment, you can like, you can, you know, add to the actual experience. And so we're thrilled to kind of offer that as something new that hasn't been done before. So what do you think, Penny?
I am willing to try it. When it comes to electronics, you are the expert, so I'm willing to try whatever you suggest. One of the things that but you know that already. But one of the things that people can do that are not local is they can look up your wellness plan on Facebook. And I have information there that I share frequently. A lot of times I'll run into articles that has pertinent information, and that's the place that I will share it at. I also put on there the flyers for the upcoming group health coaching sessions at Pinnacle Wellness, and it does have the address and the times and the topics of what's going to be discussed. So that's another good way to stay connected. One of the things that I like to do on my Facebook page is periodically I'll have quiz questions. And these are open to anybody that wants to come in and guess what the answer is. And that's been a lot of fun. And I've had a lot of feedback from individuals that's participated in those quiz questions. They seem to like that. They seem to have enjoy that fun time that we have.
Well, you know, as someone who participates in the Healthy Quiz questions, I have to say that it is somewhat of a competition between those of us who are part of your group to kind of get in there and be the first person to have the correct answer, because it really tests our knowledge. And it is a lot of fun. You know, if you're somebody who's just the tiniest bit competitive, this is a fun piece to being part of the Your Wellness Plan Facebook group. And there's other aspects to it. But I will say, I know that there's several of us who are like, you know, hurrying up to try and answer the question. And it does add the fun element to learning more about how, you know, increasing our health and wellness IQ.
And I try to make the questions not too hard, but hard enough to give everybody a challenge. And everybody needs to understand on those questions, there are times that there's more than one correct answer. So it's basically just what answer that I'm looking for. And it's just a fun thing. It's not, no stress, you know, just fun.
That's fantastic. And so you mentioned at the top of the show that you were going to be scaling back the show from daily to twice a week. And then once a month you would be having experts join. When you're looking for guest experts, I mean, what are you looking for in relation to the topics for each month?
They will vary. Food is one that is such a critical part of our everyday IQ, health and wellness IQ. And everybody needs to understand that there is not one diet that fits everybody. So we're going to talk about different diets that are out there and are available for people to try. We want to give ideas on how somebody can actually stay on track on their new lifestyle choices, because that's really a hard thing to do, is to change our habits. We are creatures of habit. And we revert back if we don't have continuing knowledge, if we don't have a community that we are plugging into. And that's what Your Wellness Plan is really all about, is giving people a community of health-minded individuals to plug into. So anything that I can find that is of interest, anything that I can find that will help somebody just be that little bit healthier tomorrow than they are today, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to find it. And again, I'm always open to any kind of suggestions or any questions anyone has. If I don't have the answer, then I know where to go to get it. And I will find the answer for you and get that to you.
Well, you know, one of the other fun things we talked about, you know, the quiz, that the health quiz that happens on your Facebook group. But one of the other things that I've always found interesting and helpful are the health tips that we get once a week. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I have started a mobile texting program, and it's called Tap Tap Direct. And basically what I need from individuals is a phone number and an email address, and I can add them to my list. So any health quiz questions I can put out there, any tips of the week, anything that I find that I think will be of interest to the individual, I can text that to people because not everybody's on Facebook. So this works real well for those that don't use Facebook or those that don't go to Facebook very often. Most of us will look at our phone. When it dings at us, we'll look at it. So it's a good way to stay connected. The other thing that I try to send out on that Tap Direct is information about the upcoming group health coaching sessions. And there are times that we have some of my mentors, the doctors, the physicians, the researchists that I have learned under. There are times that they are local and they're speaking, or possibly even webinars that they have. And I use the Tap Direct to get that information out to individuals. Dr. Ladd McNamara is one of the physicians that I have studied under, and he does some fantastic webinars that talks about nutritional supplements, how it can be used, what it's used for. And that is I love to listen to him. Even if I've seen the lecture before, I'll listen to it again because I always learn something new.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's one of the really great things about really everything that you have going on is that, you know, sometimes you know that you should be eating healthy and you're trying to improve your health and wellness IQ, but then that little text comes up once a week and it reminds you of something and it kind of prompts you to, you know, to just kind of make that better decision each opportunity that you're given. And also the monthly group coaching programs are really great, as well as, you know, some of the information that is shared in the Facebook group. So it's really just kind of surrounding yourself in a, not just a virtual, for some of us it's virtual and for others, you know, can go physical, but really in all mediums to try and kind of increase and improve and kind of keep us in that positive mindset, which was something that you know, we discussed in earlier in the month about how do you cultivate your community if you're trying to transition your life to having more of a health and wellness lifestyle mindset.
Exactly. And you have to have that community around you. Otherwise, just like when we make New Year's resolution on January 1, by February 1, a huge percentage of those that make those resolutions actually drop out and they quit trying. And mainly it's because they don't have anybody to keep them on track. They don't have anybody to keep them accountable. And we want to give people that tool. And that's all it is it is a tool to use to help us move forward in improving our health on a day-to-day basis.
Fantastic, Penny. Well, any last thoughts as we wrap up our 30th show on the 30th day?
Only that my heartfelt desire is for everyone that has listened. First off, I want to say thank you for listening. But I want you to know that I am sincere about wanting to be a catalyst to help you move your health in the right direction on a daily basis.
I think that's perfectly said. Everybody, we appreciate you joining us during the 30 days of November, and we look forward to continuing to give you fantastic content and great information as we move forward twice a week with guest experts throughout the month.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.